We start, though, with last night's Phoenix City Council meeting. It was supposed to vote on a budget ask for Burton Bar Library repairs, among other items. But all that was thrown out the window when dozens of protesters took to the chamber aisles to demand more public comment on one item in particular, a proposed review of police actions last week after President Trump's rally in Phoenix. KJZZ's Casey Kuhn was there and joins me now. And Casey, tell us what the proposed review was originally for and what people had to say about it.
Right. So the proposed review was put on the agenda late Monday this week by City Manager Ed Zuercher. The request was a contract with a company called OIR Group to do an independent review of the Phoenix Police Department's actions with protesters after President Donald Trump's rally last Tuesday night. This would have cost around $45,000, and that's pretty much what everyone who came to the meeting wanted to talk about. Here's Heather Hamill, who spoke during the first 15 minutes of public comment.
This investigation, the so-called independent investigation, is a sham. You're not going to get us to buy into some fake investigation by Jerry Williams' hand-picked investigators.
So that kind of summed up what a lot of the comments were. No one really trusted this company who conducts these kind of reviews.
So that was fairly early on in the meeting, Casey, but we know it didn't continue like a usual city council meeting. What happened when the public comment period was at least supposed to be over?
So when that period was over, city council meetings typically begin and then they go through the agenda items. But that's not what happened. Once Mayor Greg Stanton began to start that, those against the review spilled out into the aisle behind the microphone to demand that they be heard. They began chanting their comments when the mic was turned off, and when the mayor called for a recess and left the chamber, that was met with a lot of disdain. Nobody was really happy about that. Here's how that sounded, and you'll hear a gap where I switched from the council mics to my microphone.
We're going to come back when the meeting can be restored to order.
So as you could hear, they chanted shame on you as he was leaving the chambers. And then once he came back, the decision was made to move up the agenda item that was the review and hear the public comment pretty much uninterrupted.
So the meeting went on for a very long time. You were there for many, many hours, about at least 5 hours. What did people have to say during that public comment time? And was there anyone who was actually in favor of going forward with the review?
Yeah, it was a really long meeting. It was about 6 hours. I was there for pretty much all of it. And basically anyone who wanted to speak there was against the review. A few of them had come in support of the review itself, saying that the police actions did deserve an investigation. But then after hearing a lot of the testimony from everyone who came to speak, they actually changed their minds. A lot of people were there to give the first-hand accounts of what they saw, what they heard, what they felt at the rally. Several said that they saw children and elderly getting hit with tear gas. And there were some who came to say the police actions were warranted, maybe three or four. That includes the tear gas, the pepper balls, etc. But they were quickly drowned out by boos and chants and shouts from all those who actually came out to protest. And it was definitely a scene and something I had never seen at a city council meeting before.
So ultimately, the city council didn't even get to vote on this because the city manager withdrew his recommendation to do the review. Once the public comment period was over, what did council members have to say?
Right. So once that last person was done, actually, most of the protesters left. The city council was still there. They discussed the item, and several were against the review because it seemed like second guessing the police actions. Others, like Vice Mayor Laura Pastor, said it wasn't right to vote on this now after hearing the community.
What I see and what I hear is our city hurting. And so I hope like a citizens group or a collective comes together of all different expertise that will work on this.
So the city manager actually withdrew his recommendation, and it wasn't voted on and did not go through.
So, Casey, what's next?
Well, there's going to be 12 community listening sessions with the police starting next week on Tuesday, September 5th. That's at 6 p.m. at the Steele Indian School Park Memorial Hall. And anyone interested in finding out more information about the other meetings, they can go to phoenix.gov/police.
That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.